This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. If you're just tuning in, today we're talking about how to survive family tensions during the holidays with Karen Hudson, co-author of The New Basic Black, Home Training for Modern Times. Also, LaJoyce Brookshire. She's a minister, naturopathic doctor, and author of the upcoming Faith Under Fire, Betrayed by a Thing Called Love. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Karen, you are someone who has not only multiple generations of living family in the same city. You also are in the family business. You must have had to work a lot of stuff out in order to be able to have your sustained civil discourse with all the members of your family. What happened or helped you at moments when your tempers were frayed?
I don't know that it's tempers as much as frustration. And I work for my brother, Broadway Federal Bank. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, sometimes it's not a decision I want made. I come from a family that's very chauvinistic. And, you know, the men sort of run things when it comes to business. But on the other hand, my brother has been very generous in allowing me my creativity, allowing me an opportunity to participate in decision making. So it's frustration. It never carries over.
Do you have any advice if you have lost your temper? And I'm not saying you ever have, but if you do lose your temper, what's the protocol then?
Well, I've had, you know, I've also worked with other relatives, you know, not at the bank necessarily, but you lose your temper, and I don't think it's any different than any other situation. You know, there's a way to handle everything. For me, it's not cussing and fussing. I will make my point known. I will make it known at the appropriate time. And the one thing with family business is you don't do it with an audience. I think it's as LaJoyce said earlier, you take it aside, you do it in a different position. My brother is generous enough that it's not even if you don't disagree. It's like if you didn't get that assignment, and he's never going to ask me about it at a family dinner. Never.
So, LaJoyce, what about you? If you happen to get hot under the collar about something that a kin has done, what do you do to open up after that, reopen communications?
We tackle it head on. We call family meetings. We're scattered about the country, so we don't have the luxury of being in the same city. There are a nest of us that are still in Chicago. I'm not in Chicago anymore. But and they do see one another regularly. But we are a family who has always been encouraged to let it out, let it go, and let God. And so in that, we don't, with my immediate family, I have 6 brothers and 2 sisters. And I have probably 32 nieces and nephews and 10 great nieces and nephews. So we're a crew. And, you know, whenever one is hot under the collar and in a family situation, when we are together, it's like the whole room feels the tension. So some senior person in the family will hold the other person, the two people's hands who are at odds, and drag them off to a room, and we know what's happening back there, that they are forced to work it out.
What about kids? You have a 5-year-old daughter with your second husband,
yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of young kids in your family. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that you can reach out and touch someone who's not your child, or do you feel, and I don't mean necessarily hit, I'm just mean, what's the protocol around that for you at holidays? If you see some kid acting out, do you feel like you can go up and approach them about it?
No, absolutely. We believe in it takes an entire village to raise a child. And I grew up in a unique neighborhood in Chicago on the South Side. Our block, we still have several families who were there when I was raised there, and the children have now bought houses on the block. And as people die, they still buy, other people in the families buy the houses. So we have a very tight-knit community. And as you say that, it comes to mind of our block club party when I was home in Chicago this summer in July. And, you know, the kids were cutting up. Well, one person, Miss Alice from down the block, had 4 of the children, like our kids, by the hands, bringing each of them to the center of the street and made them apologize and, you know, for the infraction that they had created. And we just sat around and said, Miss Alice took care of that. But now the problem is that the elders don't step in enough because they're afraid that, you know, A, they might get shot, they might get told off. You know, there are lots of reasons why the village doesn't raise the children anymore, but we are firm believers of still doing that.
You know, I grew up on the same block. It just happened to be in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a funeral a month ago of the woman who lived three doors down from us when I was a child, and the neighborhood is still very much the same. It was very interesting. At the funeral, or afterwards, the repast, we had that conversation about how blessed we were that everyone was looking out for us. We knew the teachers, our parents. You know, the principal was the same one at the school forever, as opposed to it changed every year. And that's something, you know, I don't have children, but I will do it in an appropriate way, but I will say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it may be in a fun way, like the etiquette police are out.
That's
you know?
Right.
You can cut that out. Or, and the worst offenders to me is how some of these young children dress and how their parents
Absolutely.
Let them dress.
Absolutely.
Well, it's about time for us to wrap up. I just want to give each of you a chance for any final thoughts that will carry people through that vast holiday season stretching from Thanksgiving all the way through the new year. LaJoyce?
I would have to say that if there is anything that you're harboring against a family person, you cannot conquer what you don't confront. And understand honestly and goodnessly that the truth will make you free.
Karen?
Carry yourself like your grandmother's looking over your shoulder every day of your life.
Well, Karen, LaJoyce, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
One to you, too. Bye.
We've been speaking with LaJoyce Brookshire, a minister, naturopathic doctor, and author. Her upcoming book is Faith Under Fire, Betrayed by a Thing Called Love. Also, Karen Hudson. She's the co-author of The New Basic Black, Home Training for Modern Times. And she joined me from our NPR West studios.